This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son, and we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so we're about an hour away from that. And we're going to be here to do everything we can to help you out with all of your gardening questions. You can give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to be here till, like I said, 10 o'clock. So we're going to do everything we can to help you out. Meantime, we do have a call, so we're going to go right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
John's in Wrentham, Mass.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Good. What I was calling about was last year I got a holly bush. And I had a holly bush in our yard for years. It never got berries. Then I brought the thing to the garden, a branch to the garden store. And mm-hmm. They said, you have a male bush, so you're never going to get any berries. So I did get a female bush, and it was kind of small. I put it in the ground, but over the winter, it really dried out. And then I put it in the ground. I mean, I didn't put it in the pipe. I cleaned up the dead stuff on it this spring, and then I watered it, and I put holly tone on it, and I got like three branches coming out of the ground. It doesn't look real good, but I'm just hanging on, whatever. But I was thinking, should I put mulch over that, like you do the roses, to keep it better through the winter? Or should I give up on it? Or
I wouldn't do anything like that when it comes to, like, mulch, putting it around the plant on those. It's more of a woody structure type plant, so it doesn't need as much of the protection as, you know, say, hydrangea or roses. Now, their tissue is a little bit finer. What I'd like to see you do is use a product like Wiltproof or Wiltstop to spray the plant. You want to spray the leaves of that holly. What it's going to do is that's going to help keep the moisture in the plant during the winter months. Because that's one of the things you're seeing in the spring is the plant is drying out from the winter months. So that's a major thing. The other thing is, to be honest, you kind of want it to snow and basically cover around that plant. It acts as insulation. The plants, you know, they actually are good with the snow around them because it does that whole thing of like the mulch or something else. But it's more of the natural, and when it gets warmer, the water will be released into the soil and be beneficial for it. But spraying it with the Wiltproof is going to be beneficial because you want to keep the moisture in the leaves because they're so exposed. So when it's windy or dry out in those cold parts of the month, the plant itself is starting to dry out in the leaf, and you want that moisture in the leaf to stay viable. So that's why I suggest spraying it. You want to spray any evergreen that you have, unless it's like a blue spruce. I'd look more towards like azaleas, rhododendrons, laurels, boxwoods, that type of thing. to spray them to protect them. And that's one of the reasons why you see issues on a lot of the evergreens in the spring. The other thing I'd look to do is right in the spring, once the ground thaws and you can actually put a shovel in the ground, I'd put in the holly tone to this plant to get it ready for that year. And then next fall, you need to, you're going to need to fertilize again in the fall, but at half the rate.
Oh, I see.
So I wouldn't do it at this point. I think it's a little bit too late. I would do it probably latest mid to late October. But you do want to actually give it something to fertilize it, to get it a little bit stronger, for the winter, to give it that something extra along with that wilt proof.
Okay. And use like a crowbar and put holes in the ground and pour it in.
You can do that. You want to go to what they call the drip line of the plant. So obviously it's very small for you, but however wide the plant is, that on the outside is considered the drip line.
Yeah.
And that's
and
where
you spray that. I can spray the wilt proof now.
You can do it.
I mean,
it's so,
it stops raining.
Yeah. So the next couple of days, it's going to be really nice weather-wise. Mm-hmm. It's going to be in the 50s. And you actually,
right.
That's the temperatures that you want to use it in.
Okay.
40, above 40, I like to do it above 45. That's actually the perfect time to do it. It lasts about 2 to 3 months, but you'll be able to do it again usually in like February if it comes to it, or even at the end of January. Sometimes we have that warm up for like 2 days. It's like the perfect
right.
time to do it. It's almost like Mother Nature knows that we're going to use something to help protect it, but we need a little bit of warmth. And so it's that time of year to do it.
Okay, and you mentioned the snow. Like, if it does snow, should I, like, pile snow up around?
No, just let it be natural.
Okay.
Just let it be natural. But, like, the snow is not going to hurt it.
Yes.
The snow is only going to be beneficial for it long term. Don't worry about if it's covered in snow.
Yep. All righty. Sounds good. We'll try that.
All right, John, good luck, and thank you.
All right, thank you. Have a good
bye-bye.
Day.
Bye-bye. You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Give your plants a dose of nature with organic liquid plant foods from Espoma. Nourish your plants with natural ingredients and millions of beneficial microbes that grow bigger, more beautiful plants. And Espoma's Easy Dose Cap gives you a perfect pour every time. No measuring, no mess. Just flip open the cap, turn over the bottle, and pour the pre-measured dose into your watering can. Add water and feed your plants. It's that simple. Just flip, fill, and feed. Available in 4 varieties, indoor, violet, cactus, and orchid. For all your indoor plants. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. You can find Espoma organic liquid plant foods at fine garden centers. Visit Espoma.com to see a video and to find a retailer near you. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. And I do believe we have some more calls. I think I heard it from Nathan. Nathan, we got anybody on the line?
Yep, Marina in Cape Cod.
Marina, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. Hello.
Hi, how can we help you today?
Good morning. It's a very rainy, dull, terrible morning on Cape Cod.
It definitely
I
is
hope
here
it's
too.
There.
So. No, it's still rainy.
Okay, well, we can always use rain. I have a question. I have a red cedar juniper that I planted in front of this very large electrical box that was installed coming up my front walk. And I planted it in 2015, and it's getting very sparse in the rear, and the branches just don't look healthy. And then at the back of it, they seem to have very little green on them. I don't know what I can do to help this juniper.
Well, so it seems like in the back area, it's more, if it's closer to the building, it's probably not getting as much sun. And that could be
exactly.
causing part of it.
It's not in full sun. I didn't realize that junipers needed full sun. I was not told that at the nursery.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So a lot of the junipers that you're going to put in that area would need the full sun, or and most junipers would. If you're looking for more shade-tolerant plants to put there long-term.
Yeah.
You could look at some. There's some different hollies that would go there that would stay evergreen.
All right.
That you could add to the area. But as far as the one that you have there, I would get rid of any of the brown needles, brown branches.
Yes.
That have, like, more brown than green on them.
Yes.
Because they're only taking away from the plant.
Right.
They're not allowing that front, because the front seems to be pretty green, right?
It looks fine in the front, yes.
So you want to, you know, it might not look great from the backside, but at least the front is kind of covering what you're looking to do. So
yes.
If you want to keep that and keep that going, get rid of any of the browning that's on the behind of the plant. Because any of the dead growth or dying growth on the plant is actually taken away from the good growth on the front. So
yes.
If you wanted to try and refocus on the front and get it more healthy looking, then I'd get rid of any of that brown and remove it. The other thing I would look into doing is in the spring, feeding that juniper with a holly tone.
Yes, it's great.
The holly tone is an evergreen fertilizer, so anything that keeps its needles or leaves all winter long is what needs to be used. So,
is that a one-time application in the spring and then one in the fall?
Yeah, so you would put it in the spring at the regular rate, and then in the fall you would use half the rate, because you're not looking to produce new growth in the fall, but you're just looking to give it something to make it through that winter months.
Okay,
so
that
definitely
sounds good.
Definitely something to do there.
Okay. Now, tomorrow, if the weather, I have hedges on the street side of my home.
Actually, hang tight for me, Marina. We're going to go to a break. I want you to stick with me, and we'll answer the rest of your question on the other side.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Before the break, we were joined by Marina with some questions. If you wanted to go on with that other question, I just didn't want you to get cut off by the commercial break there.
Thank you so much. I'm having my hedges trimmed. They're privacy hedges on the roadside. They're about 10 feet tall, perhaps more. The bottom half of them are very, very sparse. Would they? Would it be helped if those were trimmed very back, and would there be new growth there in the springtime?
Well, so the very sparse areas, you don't want to prune them all the way back to the trunk. What I would do is have them prune those areas that are sparse only by a third of the green that's there. So,
right.
Is it an arborvitae or like a hemlock or?
No, it's they're just hedges. They've been there forever, probably for over 60 years.
Okay, so they'd be like a privet that might drop their leaves during the winter. Is that what happens?
No, they keep the leaves. I like evergreens. They do keep
okay.
the leaves. Yeah.
Okay. So on those areas, yeah, you definitely only want to cut it back by a third of what's green there.
All right.
I would look to feeding them in the spring, again, with like a holly tone.
Okay.
You're probably going to need a lot for a hedge that's been there for 60 years.
Yeah.
Maybe check with, are you having a landscaper or something like that prune
yes.
them?
Mm-hmm.
Check in to
yes.
see if they do any fertilizing, to see if they can fertilize those in the spring.
I wouldn't
do it at this time. Just not the time to do it, really.
Yeah.
So I'd look at fertilizing them and pruning them back, again, on those sparse areas, by a third of the green, not
all
the
right.
whole plant, just the green.
Okay. The green, yeah. They're pretty leggy right now. I mean, the top part of the top third is nice and green, very full.
Yeah.
We seem to be losing what's down below. Okay,
so
that's great.
So it's probably a little bit from road salt.
Yes.
For the year, because you said it's probably on the outside.
They don't use salt here.
Okay.
Now, so that's passed. I just thought because they're so old, maybe because they're so tall, but we do keep them trimmed springtime and the fall.
Yeah, so there is, so when they do get older, they start to move more towards the top than below.
Yeah.
But by pruning them there and getting a little bit in there, it could create a nice thicker area. It's just going to take a little bit of time.
All right.
Just make sure it's only, the key to all of this is pruning by a third of the green, not a third of the plant.
Okay.
Because sometimes they'll look at a plant and say, okay, well, it's 8 feet wide.
Yes.
Or you know, let's say 9 feet wide. We're going to take a foot and a half off on either side.
Yes.
But bringing it back almost to where it's mostly just woody stems. You want to make sure that they look at that it that way. Because when it's sparse like that, if they're just coming in and pruning all around just quickly, they might go too far in and causing it to not refoliate in those areas.
All right. And just do that on the green, whatever is green there.
Yes. Yep.
All right. Not the dry, not the stalks that might be, bare.
If the stalks are bare, have them prune those out. Because the ones that are bare are not going to reproduce some of these, you know, the needles there or the green. Thin that out a little bit, get rid of some of that. But anything that's green is what you would prune back by a third. Everything else that's, you know, just woody structure, if it's just a woody stem, you can get rid of that.
Okay, great. And that is good to do now.
You can do that now, yeah.
Okay, see what's going to happen in the fall. This is very quick. I have a phlox plant. It's over 40 years old. My father planted it in our yard. And this year I cut it down 2 to 3 inches from the ground up. Was that too low?
And
should
not
I cover it with anything?
I would maybe think about mulching the area a little bit, protecting it.
All right. Put it right over it.
Yeah, fill it all around it and allow it to have some sort of coverage. That's what we're looking for the winter, just to keep that ground the same temperature. You know, I think you're going to be all right. It's just not going to be as full maybe this year as it could be.
Okay, all right. So mulch the area. And what should I use to cover it?
You could actually use the mulch to cover the plant. You said it's only about 2 to 3 inches tall, so just put it all around the plant there.
All right. Oh, that's great.
Alrighty.
Thank you so very much. I'm so glad to have spoken to you.
Thank you, and then good luck and enjoy your Thanksgiving.
Okay, and then one other thing. For my lilacs, I line them in the spring?
Yes. Yep.
All right, thank you.
Alrighty.
Thank you for your help. Thank you, bye-bye.
Have a great one. We'll be right back.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A woman and 2 children killed when their vehicle was struck by an Amtrak passenger train at a crossing in Jupiter, Florida yesterday. The train was heading from Miami to New York. None of those on the train were hurt. During an unannounced visit to Iraq yesterday, Vice President Mike Pence was talking about the strong relationship that continues to exist between the U.S. and the Middle Eastern country. During Pence's visit, he also reassured Iraqi Kurds of continued U.S. support, despite the fact that President Trump decided to withdraw troops from northern Syria, something that drew criticism that Washington had betrayed its Kurdish allies there.
Pope Francis in Japan today, touring Nagasaki and Hiroshima and calling for the abolition of all nuclear weapons. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With a recession ending. If you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we do have some calls on the line, so we'll get right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Janice in Martha's Vineyard.
Janice, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. I'm fine. Good morning. I have some bulbs, tulip bulbs, daffodil bulbs, that I would like to plant in pots. Is it too late to do that?
No. You definitely have time to do that. You want to get them in the ground and allow them to freeze and have that overwintering time. Unless you're, are you looking to try and push them now, or were you?
That was my next question. I want them in pots. So then, do I leave the pots outside?
Yeah. So what I would do is get them outside once you've planted them. But you're a little bit the temperatures on Martha's Vineyard. Yeah, I know they're cold, but they haven't, like, completely frozen the ground, I would say.
No, we're, like, in the 50s today.
So what you want to do is get them outside once the ground has really started to freeze a little bit. And
okay.
Get them, I'd get them outside, but not put away for the winter yet, if you will.
Okay.
So get them outside on like a porch or a patio or something like that. When the ground starts to freeze or the pot starts to freeze,
mm-hmm.
Take them and put them up against the side of the house, maybe, in a corner where it's going to get a little bit of protection from wind, that type of thing.
So what, north, southeast, what?
Yeah, you're probably looking at the northeast.
Okay.
For you. Put it in an area where it's just going to be a little bit more protected. And cover around them with mulch or soil, or you can even cover them with leaves or straw, something, just so they have that cold period outside.
Mm-hmm.
But being in the pot, they're above ground. So when everything freezes, the roots are going to be exposed a little bit quicker than if they were in the ground, because the cold has to, you know, go down in the soil.
Right.
So that's why I suggest putting something around them to take care of them and protect them.
Okay.
But you want the reason why I'm saying wait before you cover them is because any rodent or anything, if you start to cover them, is going to start to dig into there and eat the bulbs and pull them out, or at least eat anything that's around there and move the soil around, so it's not going to be as protected as it was in the past.
Right. Okay. Now, how do I want to put some of the bulbs in a pot in layers so that, like, I would have daffodils and then I would have hydrangea and then I would have tulips perhaps. Can you do that?
You don't want to plant them any deeper than the others, because the further down they are, the more it's going to take for them to pop through.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like taking a look at the pot itself and figuring out, you know, do you intermingle them? How do you want to do it? Sometimes what I'll do, like if you're designing a bed with bulbs like this, you know, draw a picture of it and see how you're going to do it. Maybe the outside line of the circle of the pot, depending upon how big it is, mm-hmm. is the daffodils.
Okay.
Then the center is the tulips.
Okay.
That's the only way I could really see doing it the easiest. I wouldn't go deeper, or it's not going to change the... when the tulip comes out or when the daffodil comes out, etc. They're all going to come out when they're ready.
Mm-hmm.
So the depth isn't going to change anything. It's just more about getting them, you know, separated in the pot themselves.
Right, right. But they can be really close. They don't have to be like foot apart from each other.
No, they can be close. You might have, you know, I wouldn't have them so they're completely like rubbing up against each other.
Yep.
You know, you don't need a lot of space in between them, that being said. So, you know, as long as they're just not rubbing on each other, because sometimes what will happen is when they rub or they move around, the bulb itself can scratch each other and kind of open up some of it and create like the mold or mildew, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
You know, you can put them in there pretty tight, but just don't have them completely rubbing off on each other.
All right. Well, I think that's very good. And do that. Should I put in any kind of a fertilizer, or should I wait till springtime?
So for the bulbs, you could use a bulb tone at this point.
Okay.
Don't use a bone meal or anything like that. That actually will attract the rodents.
Don't want to do that.
Yeah. So go to the bulb tone. That's what I would add to the soil.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, and have a great one.
You too. Take care.
Bye bye. All right, our phone number is 855-660-4261. Ho, ho, ho! Fiddleheads Florist has created four brand new styles of wreaths, all locally sourced, conveniently double-sided, and best of all, handmade in Maine. Go to www.fiddleheadflorist.com to order your holiday wreath and make all of your neighbors jealous with envy. Shipping is free starting November 25th, and these make great gifts for family and friends. Shop Fiddleheads, shop local, shop Maine. Don't forget, they are part of the Paul Parent Garden Club. My brother, Jason, and his company that he works for, Fiddleheads Florist, will be making them. So you're going to still get that great product that you've had in the past. All right. Nathan, who's up next?
Kim is in Central New York.
Kim, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I have potentially two questions if you have time.
Yeah, go
I'm
right
not
ahead.
Really a gardener. Okay, so I'm not really a great gardener, but I have, in front of our shop in a downtown area, I have 8 large black pots that this year I planted with a rose bush, each one of them. They did remarkably well. So I was contemplating trying to see if I could overwinter them.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know if I wrapped them, I didn't know if I should trim them back. And could I then wrap them in burlap or something that would help protect them over the winter and potentially come back?
Okay. So I wouldn't prune them at all at this time of year. You want to prune them at the beginning of the year, usually around the middle of April. So being from New York, normally around here what we'll say is when the Red Sox come back to play baseball, that's the time of year when they're actually back at home. I'm not going to say anything about a New York team. It's just against my against how we do things here. So when the Red Sox come back, that's when you can do it.
Okay.
Anyways, so you can protect them. You could put burlap around them. I wouldn't personally. They're kind of, you said, right in front of a shop, right in front.
Yeah, they're on a main road. They're on a like a short road, and it lines the road going from the top to the bottom.
So it's one of those things you don't want to put burlap on it and make it unsightly, right? You kind of want to make it, you know, still stick out, but you want to protect them. So what I would actually look at doing is this time of year, those containers, it'd be nice to put some greens or some, like, branching around it. So it's, like, nice evergreen, you know, balsam fir or Fraser fir around it.
Okay.
And it make it look colorful for the winter, you know, that winter creation. But what it's doing is putting those around the rose bush, sticking it into the soil, having it stick up a little bit, is actually going to help protect the rose bush at the same time. So you're going to get a nice look out of it. You can add some, you know, red twig dogwood stems or some white birch poles around it to make it look, you know, pop and look really nice. But you could actually put the, you know, balsam fir or Fraser fir branches or white pine branches mixed in, create like a container of the evergreens. So it looks festive, but it's also protecting your plant at the same time.
Okay, that sounds like a great idea.
If you wanted to, and in the center of that, cover the root system, excuse me, not the root, just the root system, the plant itself in the middle, grab some mulch and put it up around 6-8 inches around the base of it, going right up close to it, covering the plant itself as well.
Okay.
You're obviously not going to cover the whole thing because you want some of it exposed, but that's going to help protect that area, stay cold and stay that same temperature. You want it to be insulated like that. And then you can add some of those greens to it and decorate it nicely so it just doesn't look like, you know, something that you've burlapped, so it still is a all-season type thing for you.
Okay, that sounds great.
All right.
And my other question is, I have a hydrangea bush.
Yep.
If that's what you want to call it. That's approximately, it's got to be at least 12 feet tall.
Okay.
I do trim it back at the end of the blossoming time.
Yep.
But this year I missed it, so the flowers have all dried on the leaf. How far can I trim that back? I mean, it profusely blossoms.
Okay.
How far can I trim that back?
What color are the blossoms each year?
They're white and conical in shape.
Okay. So that's one that you could actually do if you're worried about it. You could do now. You can cut it back, or you could wait till early spring to cut back. The books will say late winter, early spring. So we're talking like end of March, beginning of April. You could still do it now because the white ones will grow on mostly new growth. So the pruning's not going to affect the flowers for next season if you were to do it early in the year. If you're looking at trying to bring it down a little bit and you don't want it to be 12 feet tall, obviously, you could actually cut the plant by a third back. That would be the heaviest I would want to do on that, especially a 12-foot tree. A third of that is going to bring it down to 9 feet. So it's going to be pretty extreme for the plant. If you want to do something that extreme, if you will, I would look at doing that in the spring versus right now. Because doing it right now, it's going to open up some pores. The cold weather can actually affect when it calluses over the moisture loss of the plant. So you could cut the blossoms off right now without a problem. It's just cutting the plant back by a third might be a little bit too much for the plant at this time. So do it early spring, late winter for your best results.
Great. Thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
All right, Kim. Thank you for the phone call and have a great Thanksgiving.
Same to you and your family.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We just got a couple minutes left here of the show, about 15. Now, the holiday decorating season has begun, and using fresh greens, wreaths, roping, and cut trees inside and outside of the house are all part of making the season merry and bright. Have you ever had those decorations dry out from turn brown, then drop their needles long before the holiday season is over? Bonide has the answer. Wilt Stop Christmas tree and wreath ready to use. This is an all-natural product once applied to your cut trees, wreaths, roping, and greens. We'll put a clear coating on the greens, which keeps them from drying out. Wilt Stop Christmas tree and wreath ready to use seals the moisture in so your decorations stay fresh looking longer. Wilt Stop Christmas tree and wreath is available in pint ready to use with a convenient trigger spray. For those larger holiday decorations jobs, get Bonite all-natural Wilt Stop plant protector available in pint, quart, and gallon concentrates. Bonite products are made in America. Wilt Stop Christmas tree and wreath ready to use and other Wilt Stop products are available at these fine stores. You're going to find them at a Mahoney's Garden Center near you, a Paris Farmers Union store near you, and Granby Grain in Granby, Massachusetts. And or go to Bonite.com to find a retailer near you. We've got about 30 seconds for the break, so I don't want to pull anybody on to the show yet. I just end up cutting them off really quick. So we'll save that for the other side of the break. If not, we can definitely just wrap up the show, get some good information out there. It's been a great one. A lot of great calls later in the show. A lot of great information at the beginning of the show to give you some ideas of what to do. So we'll take a break and finish up the show in a couple minutes here and do the best we can until next week. So hang tight. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract,
talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but 4 free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get 4 free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your 4 free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We only have a couple minutes left, and I got 2 calls on the line, so I'm going to get right to them. Nathan, who's up first?
Patricia's in Lowell.
Patricia, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can I help you today?
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
And so I don't forget, happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, you as well.
I'm calling about plants that don't take a lot of attention. Like if you don't get to water them for a few days, they won't die on you. That's the kind of plants I need. Sometimes I don't get to them.
Are we talking indoor or outdoor?
Indoor.
Indoor? Okay.
Yeah.
Are you looking for foliage? Are you looking for really anything?
Anything. It doesn't even matter. Just something that will create some life to the place
gotcha.
I live in.
Okay. So one of the ones that instantly comes to mind would be a peace lily. Peace lily is really easy to do. If you forget about it for a few days, it's not going to be a big deal. Doesn't need as much sun. Can take some of the shaded areas. So that's one of the first ones I think of. There are some ferns, some like a Boston fern. Doesn't need as much watering or, you know, take some shaded areas, but some filtered sun. And you can forget about that a little bit as well. Those are 2 of the main ones that I think of. Each one, one's flowering, one's foliage. You could look into some of the, you know, like a fiddly fig, like I talked about. It doesn't want to completely dry out, but at this time of year, and most of the year, it's can go almost a week in between waterings. So that's not bad.
That would be good for me.
But the same thing with the peace lily. That one can go with at least a week without watering. Doesn't need a lot of care. Another one would be Apothos. Apothos has, multiple different colored type leaves, some with yellow and green, some with white and green, depending upon what you get. And that one can be put into the shady area. Doesn't need to be watered as much as others because it's in a shaded area. Where the ones that are in the sun, in full sun, need to be watered a little bit more just because of the heat is drying them out quicker. Right. But I'd look at a few of those plants that I mentioned to bring into the house. And, they're actually a little bit easier to grow at first. So you might not have to worry about, the taking care of them as much.
All right. Great. Thanks so much. Have a good Thanksgiving now.
You too, Patricia. Have a great one. Bye-bye. All right. We're going to go right to the next phone call. Nathan, who's up next?
John in Cape Cod.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. Good morning. I have several perennial gardens, and they're in anywhere from dappled sunlight to full sun.
Okay.
And they get this darn moss ground cover that covers the ground around my plant.
Okay.
And I scrape this moss off, and there's this nice soil beneath. But within a week or two, the moss comes storming back. What could be the problem?
So I know you're on the Cape, and a lot of that area is sandy soils.
Right.
But something else is going on with the soil. It could be a compact area. And the way to fix that would be to use like a pelletized gypsum. You could also use... like a fast acting one, and that you can buy from like a Jonathan Green product called Love Your Soil.
Oh yeah.
What it does is it breaks up any clay or compacted soils underneath it, allows moisture to go through, allows any of the nutrients to go through, because what's happening, even when you water, it's going to take some time for it to go through. Whereas this gypsum, it's, this calcitic type that has sulfur in it will break that up, allowing the water to go through so the moss doesn't come back. So it's about the soil. It's not necessarily about the sun or the shade that you're getting. It's about the water sitting there for too long, and that's what's causing the moss. So Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green will help break that down and make you more successful. You can use it in 6-week intervals. So you can do it in the spring first thing, then 6 weeks later, then 6 weeks later, and then it'll really help break up everything, and you probably will see the moss be gone.
Oh, that sounds great.
All right, John, thank you for the call, and happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you, Patrick.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, everyone, we're wrapping up the show, as I just said to John, but to everyone out there, happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your family this week, and as always, get out there, plant something, be good to each other. It's a great week to be with family. Enjoy. We'll see you next week. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.